Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The saying goes, be careful what you wish for, you might just get it. On today's case, Ms. Trowbridge says that despite their 17-year age difference, she spent her entire childhood wishing she were old enough to date Mr. Limbin. Fortunately or unfortunately, when she came of age, her wish came true. Now she's realizing she didn't get exactly what she was hoping for. His cheating ways, heavy drinking, and refusal to make her a priority have all taken its toll on Ms. Trowbridge. As she says, she's finally had enough. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Trowbridge versus Limbin.
Thank you very much. Ms. Trowbridge, Mr. Limbin. Ms. Trowbridge, you say you feel abandoned and unappreciated in your relationship. You say you've been mistreated for the last 6 years, and that ends today.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Limbin, you say your relationship has been through enough trauma, and calling it quits is not the answer.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so Ms. Trowbridge and Mr. Limbin, it's interesting there is almost a 2-decade age difference with the two of you. You've been together 6 years, though. And Mr. Limbin, you have 6 children from previous relationships, but you have no children together. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Trowbridge, why are we in court today?
Because I love this man with all my heart, but at 6+ years, I've dealing with cheating and drinking and not being a priority in his life. And at this point, it's got to work or it's not going to.
And you are a young woman, and so this would be the time for you to make real decisions
yes,
about
ma'am.
Your life. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what does you say, Mr. Limbin?
Well, I feel the same way. We've been through a lot. I've been trying to be with her for quite a time. And we do have a past history, and I'm trying to get past to, you know, become a future.
So I'm sitting here thinking, how in the world did you guys meet? Because you are from two very different age groups.
Yeah, he's been our family mechanic for as long as I can remember. I've known him my whole life, actually. We just didn't actually hang out or click until I was 20.
And Thank God for that.
Yeah. He was working on my car. I had spent some nights at his house, day in, day out. One thing led to another, and here we are 6+ years later.
And so, as I understand it, you had a big crush on him from when you were younger.
Oh, yeah, I've had a huge crush. I always thought he was handsome and looked good, and huge schoolgirl crush.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Okay, well, I'm glad you didn't know that,
right.
Sir, because we could be in a different courtroom.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that
you'd
would
have been
be
in my
that.
Earlier courtroom when I was a prosecutor if you had known that. So it's interesting, Ms. Trowbridge, this was somebody that you had a crush on. Clearly, when the relationship started, it was okay. But now you have come into this courtroom and said that he's a cheater and a liar.
Yes.
What do you base that on? Talk to me about these other women.
For example, he had told me, or he didn't tell me. He was seeing another woman. We had just got together. This is about a year into it now. We've been sleeping back and forth. And he told me that he had a business trip to go to in Colorado, told me it was for work. And then I had found out through friends that it was actually not a business trip. He is in Colorado with another woman. So, of course, I'm on every and any phone that I can be on, calling from every number.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Wait 1 second, Mr. Limbin, because I want to get a little bit of the basic facts. Were you all dating at the time?
Yes.
You thought this was your man?
No, it wasn't.
Yes. Okay. I thought that was my man.
And were you living together at the time or not?
Not at the time, no.
Okay. So, Mr. Limbin, how did you consider the relationship at that point?
I was not in a relationship with her. I was in a relationship with a prior girl that I was with.
And you were dating Ms. Trowbridge?
No. See, Ms. Trowbridge was kind of like in my between time.
She was the side chick.
Basically, yes.
Okay.
At the time, okay. And then while I was on vacation in Colorado, she kept calling me from different phone numbers, and I kept answering because, you know, I work on cars. I got a lot of business goes through my phone. So I pick up, it's her. The girl that I was with was tired of it. So on the whole way home, she basically said it was over. So that just put me back to being full time with her. You know,
okay.
That's what she was working for. That's what she wanted. So that was her determination.
So Ms. Trowbridge actually broke you up from the woman that you were actually involved with.
Because she thought she was the main.
Side chick's winning.
Yes.
Okay. So you started out as a side chick, just so you're clear, in case you did not know it, I'm telling you right now.
No, you know.
Okay, so at that point, once Colorado is done, do you consider yourself in a relationship with Ms. Trowbridge?
Yes, we did proceed on a relationship for a couple years until we had a couple mishaps with, you know, some other sexual encounters with other women.
So you want to tell me what happened then, Ms. Trowbridge?
Yes. So I was in Florida on vacation. I had to go. I had to clear my mind of some things.
Were you all living together at that time?
Yes, we were definitely living together. Ooh. And I had went to Florida with my friend and her kids, and I wanted to get away. I was gone for a week. My friend called me on Easter morning. I already didn't trust him. We have already had problems in the past.
No.
So I called my friend to send her over there to see if he was cheating on me.
She set me up.
And she went over there and slept with him. And we are no longer friends, but
She
went over there with no panties on and a dress and laid in his bed. Yes.
She sent her over to my house
to see if he was cheating.
I was at home cooking dinner for my family. My mother and my children were there, cooking dinner for them. She pulled up, knocked on the door, said, "Hey, how you doing?" And she had an Easter, Easter basket. She brought it in as she proceeded to bend over and set it down. I noticed that she was a little more revealing than she should have been. And
one thing led to another, and your penis jumped out of your pants, and there you go.
Yeah, I failed the test, man. I really did. I failed the test. I should have knew better, because coming from, the source of how devious she is about tracking me down and finding out what I'm doing at all times, I feel like she's more of a mother than a girlfriend.
Well, actually, what she's doing is she figured, I'm going to send some meat over to the dog and see if he eats.
It takes the bone. Yeah, I took the bone.
And you took the bone.
A little too far.
Okay, so clearly you knew who your man was at that point.
Yes.
Anything that happens after that is on you because you knew exactly who he was.
I chose to deal with it, yes.
Okay.
Yes, Your Honor.
How do you get over that, ma'am?
I love him to death. He is actually a good person. I mean, we have more ups than we do downs.
Ms. Trowbridge, let me just say this to you.
I try to make it work both ways.
In addition to evaluating your relationship with your man, you might want to learn how to pick better friends.
I feel unappreciated because I had just had an ectopic pregnancy. I had to have surgery. I went to the surgery alone. I came home alone. And then the very next day, he was telling me I need to be up doing some dishes.
I just wanted her to understand that, look, this is our house. And if it needs done, let's do it.
100%. But you're getting a wife, but you're paying for a girlfriend, just so you know.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Ms. Trowbridge, very clearly, you accepted this behavior.
Yeah, I did. I put up with it.
But why do you say you feel unappreciated? Because Mr. Limbaugh seems to be who he is.
I feel unappreciated because just recently I was pregnant with twins and I had an ectopic pregnancy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. And his family was living with us at the time. I was going to work every day. I was coming home. I had to clean the house, cook dinner for everybody, take care of dinner.
This was during the COVID period.
And go to work. And so then I had just had an ectopic pregnancy. I had to have surgery. I went to the surgery alone. I came home alone. And then the very next day he was telling me I need to be up doing some dishes because I had to do everything.
Well,
after a while of taking care of everybody all day, all these people in this house are 100% older than me, capable, willing, but just not. They don't do anything. I was doing everything. I had all the weight on my shoulders.
Why'd you take all that on?
Because I loved him. I was blinded by love, ridiculously in love.
Now, hold on, man.
Let me tell you something. Ain't that much love in the world.
Yeah.
I don't even understand that.
I haven't for a while either, but I'm getting there. I'm growing.
Mr. Limbaugh, you were saying you wanted me to understand this was during the COVID period that the miscarriage occurred.
It was, so
you weren't allowed to go to the hospital.
Yeah, we wasn't able to do anything. And as far as her helping me with the house, I just wanted her to look at it from my perspective that these people ain't about what we're trying to do. You know what I mean? So if there's something that needs to be done and you see that these people are not helping us get it done, don't worry about trying to get them to do it because obviously they ain't gonna do it.
So why are they in the house? Just wanna know.
They're just dependent. What am I supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
Mr. Limbaugh, listen.
Yeah.
They're gonna be there. And here's the deal. But do you expect Ms. Trowbridge to cater to them?
No, I really don't. I really don't. But it wasn't the fact that I wanted her to cater to her. I just wanted her to understand that, look, this is our house. No matter what is being done, it's still our house. And if it needs done, let's do it.
But Mr. Limbaugh, it's not your house, the collective your.
And I
it's your house because you've got your family there. If it were it your, pay, the collective, yeah, then it would be a conversation bills. About who's going to
right.
be in it.
I mean, I pay the bills. I mean, I do
understand.
A lot of work there, you know? I got a lot of responsibility, you know?
100%. But you're
everything.
Getting a wife, but you paying for a girlfriend, just so you know. Ms. Trowbridge,
yeah.
Why didn't you go into your room, close your door, and sit your tail in there?
Nah, it ain't
what
like
prohibited you to do that?
It was
that.
A problem. It was a problem for me to do that.
No, it wasn't like I forced her, like, hey, you know, you need to get up and do dishes. It wasn't like that. I asked her, can you help me? And she said she didn't feel like doing it. So that's why I backed off. I let her, you know, maybe she is a little sore than, you know, because I've been through pregnancies before. I know there's a 2 to 6 week period, you know, before they can actually function right.
I had a whole tube.
I do understand that. Okay, but I didn't.
Okay. All I want to know is, why did you just stay in the bed and say, you and your family need to take care of yourself right now. I'm taking care of me. Why didn't you just say that?
It didn't work like that.
Why doesn't it work like that? You're going to have to bring me into your life so I can understand.
I feel like everything I did just wasn't good enough. I could clean the whole house and he would still come home and find a flaw in it and say I should have did better.
But you didn't have to do any of this.
No, I didn't have to. But if I didn't, it would have been a fight, an argument, or I don't do this, I don't do enough of this. And it was old.
So why do you put up with that?
Because I love him and I want us to be together, but I need him to change.
He's not changing. He's a whole baked human being.
That's not true, Your Honor. People do change.
I have a witness, Your Honor.
Please state your name and relationship to the plaintiff for me.
My name is Kelly Doyle and Courtney is my cousin.
What have you observed about this couple?
I've known Jason for about 20 years. Their relationship is not going to last.
What makes you say that?
Jason is never going to change.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
He's not changing. He's a whole baked human being. He's telling you this
That's
is
not.
His house. Come on, Mr. Limbaugh.
That's not true, Your Honor. People do change.
So how are you going to change, sir?
I have changed, actually.
He actually has done a lot better. He used to have a really bad drinking problem. He definitely doesn't drink anymore.
Well, that's good.
He is trying, so I will
job.
Give him that.
I mean, I still do help out a lot of people more than I do myself or her as well, but... Yes.
And what's your expectation of Ms. Trowbridge?
My expectation is just to leave the past in the past and try to move on with, you know, bigger and better things.
So what you're telling her is you want to start over... And start from a clean slate
exactly.
rather than have it thrown in your face all the time. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
But in that sense, he has his friend living at his house, and every single time, we sleep in the basement. So I could go upstairs and go to the bathroom and be gone for 2 minutes, and I'm up there messing with his friend, or I'm doing this, and I'm doing that.
So have you been throwing in her face that accusations of cheating? Have you been doing that?
I have done that in the past just because.
I have a witness, Your Honor.
Well,
let me.
We actually do have a witness who is here. Your cousin, Kelly Doyle.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to have Ms. Doyle join us.
Okay.
I hear you, Mr. Limbaugh.
Yeah.
That means somebody's about to tell me some stuff that's going to make you uncomfortable.
It ain't that, yeah,
I can already tell.
Yeah, thank you.
Ms. Doyle, please state your name and relationship to the plaintiff for me.
Hello, Your Honor. My name is Kelly Doyle, and Courtney is my cousin.
Okay, and I understand she lived with you as a young person. Is that right?
Yes, Courtney moved in with me when she was about 13.
So you've known her through her teen years up until the time she and Mr. Limbaugh got together. Is that right?
That is right.
How long have you known Mr. Limbaugh?
I've known Jason for about 20 years.
So you definitely know the ups, downs, and sideways. What have you observed about this couple?
Well, everything has been said today. I observed that their relationship is not going to last.
What makes you say that?
Well, Courtney is young and she needs to explore her life. She needs to get out and explore her options and find a man that's better suited for her.
And why do you say Mr. Limban is not suited for her?
Well, he's a lot older and he's been through a lot more. He's had a lot of different relationships, different types of relationships, and she's never got to experience that.
So for all practical purposes, this is her first real relationship.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about the way these two interact. Do you think Mr. Limban and Ms. Trowbridge have a healthy relationship, the way he treats her, she treats him? Have you seen that?
No, I do not think they have a healthy relationship.
Explain to me why.
Well, she cooks, cleans, and works and pays bills with no appreciation. And it always comes back to what she didn't do or does do, and he accuses.
So Ms. Trowbridge, you understand that you are expected to perform wifely obligations on a girlfriend benefit.
Yes.
Is that good enough for you?
No, it's not. I would like to be appreciated for it more at least.
No, that's not what you're getting. I want to let you very clear on this. And Ms. Doyle, I'm going to say it in front of you because you're family. This is what you got.
Yeah.
He's an older man with family obligations who has a life that works for him. You would have to fit into that life. Is that the life you want? That's the only question that I'm
asking. Yes, that's the life I want. And I've tried so hard to fit in. I just need to know if I have a place or not. Because I've tried everything I can to fit in. I'm at the point of how much more can I do to prove that this is what I want. Have I not gone through enough to prove to you that this is what I want?
Why do you want it?
I love him.
Jason is never going to change.
Mr. Limban, help me to understand why you want this lady in your life.
She's a responsible woman. Like, really, she's grown to be a responsible woman. I mean, I hate to say it like that because she is so young, but at the same time, she's become something, and I know her true heart. I know her true destination, you know what I mean? Behind all the negativity that you've heard, there's a lot of positive, too. You know?
What is the positive?
Positive, we've done plenty of trips. You know, we went downriver plenty of times. We went, you know, to...
That's the stuff that you do with a girlfriend.
Well, I mean...
And she cries the whole time because of him being mean to her, saying this or saying that.
Okay, I see what it says. It's, okay.
Mr. Limban?
Yeah. Yes, Your Honor.
Why do you want her? I would love to hear that. Why do you want her?
I love her. We've been together for 6 years. That's the longest relationship I've ever been in. No matter the thick and thin, the problems, you know, the ins and outs. I don't want to have to start over again. I'd rather fix what I got and try to make things work with what I got than to start over.
You know, it's so interesting you say that, Mr. Limban, because you're describing how it would affect your life if she were not in it and how it would impact on you, because you don't want to start over again. But what I was hoping to hear is that this is the woman that completes me. This is the woman that I want to help raise
to an extent,
children
yes.
with. I mean, that's what I would think, that to somebody who was in love.
But there's also that same motherly love that tells me I should be doing this and I should do this and I should do everything her way.
Thank you, sir.
That's exactly that.
Ms. Trowbridge, you've now heard.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Limban, I don't want him to think that I am judging him, because I do believe that people come to relationships as fully baked human beings, especially at this age. And the difference in your age may not be a big deal to you, but it's a big deal in terms of maturity level and what your expectations are.
Yes.
And right now, you're expecting more than he is going to ever give you. He's not. He's not giving you any more than what he's giving you now. There's always going to be allegations of cheating. There's always going to be other women. You just need to know what you're getting, okay? You need to know this. And at 28 years old, it wouldn't be enough for me. At 28 years old, I would want to know that somebody valued me enough to be faithful, to be trustworthy, to not demean me and to not disrespect me. That's the way I would want my life to be. But you're satisfied with
being a doormat. You're satisfied with being a maid.
You're satisfied with being a caregiver.
You're satisfied with getting just a little bit. You're satisfied with somebody that you make your number one, making you the number two, three, or four. You are satisfied acting like a wife, but being treated like a girlfriend. That wouldn't be enough for me. Robert, talk about a young woman who had no self-esteem and just was satisfied being a maid and a part-time wife.
I'm so annoyed. I mean, he's been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
Right.
She made it to the front of the line, still not tall enough to get on the ride.
Enough said.
Maid in Georgia.